This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. Right in front of the sea otter exhibit is where we're at, where they're kind of doing sea otter class.
In your time observing these otters, if you had to describe these sea otters in one word, what would it be? You can shout it out. Playful. Yeah, that's a really, really great word. So we provide these otters some toys.
You know what else they provide them with besides the adoring crowds at the windows and the place to live? Food. A lot of it. Now, it's not that they're super picky, but they do have these chefs that are working for them. And we're going to talk about that today. Yep, we got another one. Welcome aboard. This is Do You Work Here? We're brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, and today we'll call it Sea Otter Chef, even though the person doing the chefing, is that a word? It's not a dictionary podcast. The person doing that is doing a lot more than just that.
First name's Megan, last name's Smiley, Sea Otter Program Manager.
Yeah, her clients are small and fuzzy, and they're really, really cute. Are people just like, no way, that's your job?
Yes, usually that is what they say. It is an unusual job. Oh my gosh, do you get to snuggle them? And my answer is consistently, absolutely not.
Get ready to be disappointed.
Sea otters' closest relatives are badgers and wolverines, so I kind of like to think of them as honey badgers of the sea. They are fierce, tenacious, and anything they want is theirs.
You remember that one that kept terrorizing surfers not too long ago in Santa Cruz?
They tend to interact with people a similar way they would interact with otters, which is quite rough. I just don't want to be interacted with in that way.
Okay, noted. Cuddly on the outside, not so much on the inside. Learning things already. So, who do we have here? Who are we going to see?
Right now we have four southern sea otters. Our oldest is Chloe. She's about 12. We have Millie, who is about 8. And 937, who is L.
They've all got numbers on the whiteboard on the wall.
And she is almost a year and a half, not quite. And then last but absolutely not least is 944, or her name is C. And she is about 9 months old. She's so cute. We're going to see her later.
And in terms of what we're going to be doing,
our younger sea otters are eating closer to 30% of their body weight a day. Just like people, their metabolisms are all different.
But they like to eat.
They like to eat all day long.
All right, to the kitchen. What do we got? Well, today, shrimp, squid, and clams.
We're going to be working with two of their clam types. One of them is a whole surf clam, but this is just the clam tongue meat. And then some of the siphons and adductors that are attached to this. Out in the ocean, sea otters can eat up to 50 different species of invertebrates. Most people hear about sea otters eating sea urchins. That is one type of prey. We will be taking a cutting board and a knife and chopping out all of the stringy parts and some of the shells that may be left on there. You probably are wondering, sea otters eat shelled items. Why are you taking the shell away from them? Well, sea otters on our habitat like to take the shells and scratch the acrylic window
Troublemakers. Yeah, you can see the scratches on the window. It's kind of like a kid or a puppy. And I'm like, really, guys? Do you know you're eating the good stuff?
Everything that they eat is restaurant quality. So what we're prepping the sea otters to eat is exactly what you would be purchasing if you went to buy it for yourself. And in fact, it's prepped in a way that matches the same food standards that you'll see in a restaurant anywhere in the United States.
And this is out of the kindness of your hearts, or because you're supposed to, or what?
All of the above. Most of it is that we want to provide the best care possible for them, but we also follow all of the federal regulations. So everybody has their own bins that are labeled. So we're going to be weighing out their diets according to age and size.
And while that happens, we're going to learn about sea otters, because at one point we almost hunted them to extinction before there were laws to protect them.
They are nowhere near their previous numbers. Just to give you a little perspective, when they were hunted to near extinction, the southern sea otter only had about 50 otters left that they could census. The northern otter had more than that, but it was not a ton. It was a few thousand. Once protections were put into place, their populations have rebounded in the northern to a few hundred thousand, like 150,000. So they are doing well, but they only are existing really from northern Washington, Canada, and into Alaska. The southern sea otter only exists along the central coast of California.
Those are still listed as threatened, and it's interesting because they're also kind of maxed out because of the range. You go north, more great whites, they've rebounded, and you go south, it's more fisheries. Fun fact, you see a sea otter in a zoo, not releasable. Different backstories for everybody, but they turn into the ambassadors.
Bringing people to the aquarium to be able to see them makes them fall in love with them, and that makes them want to help.
They're also like huge on the internet, right? Because Instagram likes them, and there's the videos of them using the little hands and paws, prying stuff open while they're on their backs. They can do a lot with those little things.
Actually, super dexterous. And if you think about it, it makes sense. They're trying to pry things that live on the bottom off the bottom. So most of them are going to pull all the food off the bottom, bring it to the surface, and then use their chest as basically like a dining room table. And the sea otters have, we call them pockets.
Pockets. You heard it here first.
And the pockets is basically an extra amount of skin. They have very loose skin for an animal. It's very strange.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nodding in agreement.
They have more skin in their armpit region, so they're going to go down and gather food off of the bottom, stick it in their pocket.
Like sneaking food into a movie theater.
You know, like my kids will fold up their shirt and put their toys in there, and it's kind of like a kangaroo pouch. Picture that, but in your armpit. And that's the otter.
Yeah, that's the otter. I did get close. It wasn't allowed to touch, but one was trying to get food out of some sort of plastic ball, and then the other one just kind of right up out of the water, slid across the ground, came up, stuck its little nose through a hole in the plastic. Like, hey, you, what are you doing here? Let me sniff you. And then a little hand came through, was trying to grab me. Ugh. And then every once in a while, they'd vocalize. They'd do that squeak.
Now we're going to yell to each other.
We're going to yell to each other, she says. I did have one more question. The thing on the internet, the pictures of them holding hands when they sleep so they don't float away from each other.
I totally hear you. It is really adorable when sea otters hold on to each other. Sea otters are social. They live in large groups.
Does it happen?
When they fall asleep, they do like to either wrap themselves in kelp or hold on to kelp so that they're not going to float away into the middle of the ocean. So they want to stay put.
And?
There have been times that they will hold paws, but it is not as frequent as the internet makes it seem. But it has happened, and it does happen.
You know, I'll take it. It's not totally fake.
I will say, though, a mother sea otter holding her pup is one of the cutest things in the world. Google it. It will change your day.
Thank you for hanging out with us and spending your Friday afternoon.
Yeah, same for me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. This is Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Back next week, we're doing new episodes on Thursdays. Next week, we're on a basketball court. Week after that, we're at an ice cream factory. Send me email, doyouworkhere@knxnews.com. See ya.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.